Yeah, I mean, what we're talking about here, the Community Foundation made about $700,000 in grants, and about 15% of that, give or take, was in the education area in this most recent round. And, you know, if you were to compare it to the overall expenditures of school districts, which are in the hundreds of millions, it's certainly hard to compare those. But what these do is they support new or expanding projects, and oftentimes what these funds help do is create the possibility of future funding and sustainability through operating budgets. So for instance, something like WCNY, these are startup costs for WCNY to be able to do this in conjunction with the school district. It might be to support getting the kids to the facility or staff costs associated with that. But there's an opportunity down the road for that to get embedded into a budget someplace. So it's a startup, it's proving up a notion that then can be sustained in the future. And that kind of funding is hard to come by. And it's one of the reasons why we can be a flexible supporter of all sorts of different things that then create the conditions for them to be sustained over time.
Can you describe a few of the organizations or programs that aren't directly school-based that were chosen? And also tell listeners why they indicate some of the challenges of education that are in our community, environment, or family struggles.
You've got a huge diversity of grants that we made in this most recent round. If you look at some of the larger ones, it gives you a sense. So the Samaritan Center has a new location at the former St. John's Church on State Street downtown. It's their new facility that they'll be opening in the spring. We made a $100,000 grant towards the renovation of that facility. There'd been a lot of conversations about homelessness, food security issues, any number of different things, hunger, and the Samaritan Center is a key provider in that space. Interfaith Works also has a new facility up on James Street. This is an organization whose staff was really atomized across four or five different locations and now will be in one place serving refugees as well as providing any number of different supports for key communities here in Central New York and in Syracuse. The Oneida Public Library serves a really serves as a hub for educational work in Madison County and in Oneida. We funded a whole new literacy coalition in Madison County, and the Oneida Library is right in the middle of that. And then, you know, other issues that you might not think about. The Most wants to have a new store. You know, one of the reasons that The Most can keep its admission charges where they are is because of revenue from the retail store that it operates, which needs to be renovated. So they want to remain competitive and also have more revenue coming in. That's why we help support the renovation of the Most store. And then lastly, the SPCA. They are renovating their dog kennels. Well, you know, the Community Foundation happens to have some funds that are specifically devoted to animal welfare, and this was a really good fit for that. So you've got a huge diversity of situations, from animal welfare to hunger and homelessness to student supports. You know, it's a huge, huge range of things.